Oops, There Goes My Vagina by Shelley Brown from the book The Glue is Drying, Weird Girl Adventures from A to Z. Aging. How weird. If I could just look at it and notice it without judgment, it would be kind of funny. You know, like practicing mindfulness, letting those thoughts just float and pass like little butterflies, floating in the air across my mind. So how do I practice mindfulness around the thoughts about my aging vagina? I am here to tell you what the selfish women who have gone before us neglected to share. You may think that highly coveted pussy is going to remain that plump, pink, and peachy desirable treasure that men covet and wish to dive into will stay like that forever. One word. Nope. I knew I would need a lot of upkeep when it came to wrinkle prevention, and yes, I am a big fan of fillers and Botox. In fact, I would chest bump for it in public with other willing women. However, I had no idea about the issues I would face with my lady parts. After my total hysterectomy, I was concerned that my boyfriend could feel the vortex that recently contained my womb, as if his dick had an eye that could see this cavernous space and ask, "Where did it all go?" I was concerned about gaining weight and getting the spare tire around my middle. Fortunately, through the miracle of hormone replacement and my dedication to fitness, those fears have been kept at bay. Nothing, however, has shaken my foundation quite like the physical and emotional pain of what has happened down there. Pubic hair used to be a chastity belt, and now it's a curtain trying to hide what's lurking behind. I have decided to use my voice to tell you stuff that you may not otherwise know. Not to scare you or make you feel bad, but to inform you so you're not totally taken by surprise as I have been. Maybe it's my own ignorance. Maybe it's lack of cable. After all, don't they talk about this shit on Dr. Oz? By the way, how many of us can relate to a person who would be an audience member of a daytime talk show? Any Oprah? She didn't even talk about this. I by no means am a professional, nor do I have the slightest bit of medical training. I am just speaking from my own experience. My experience of looking down there and not knowing if what was happening to me was normal. Fortunately, we live in a day and age where information is available to us, but that information out there doesn't feel personal. In fact, it feels quite the opposite. I found myself asking my mother, "Why didn't you tell me my vagina would shrivel up and fall off? I have cramps. I'm getting my period." This was a friend's reply to my question when I asked her, "How are you today?" Okay, want to hear something you may have thought but never wanted to utter out loud? I miss the smell of being a menstruating woman. The good smells, the icky smells, the pungent smells. The smell of myself at the gym that lingers for a moment after getting up from a bench. The unspoken sisterhood of asking a complete stranger, "Hey, do you have a tampon I can borrow?" As if you were going to return it. "Oh, hey, here's your tampon back." I'll even go so far as to tell you that I miss tasting my sexuality on a lover's face. After. Well, there's no husband reassuring me that it's just not that important, and it doesn't help that I'm barren with no children with which to measure time. Perhaps the only solution is mindfulness and acceptance, Instead of butterflies throating through my mind, I can notice little aging vaginas floating, floating, floating past me, and simply notice them with kindness and gentleness without judgment. Love, Shelley.